Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Podcast.
No, the mic's not even the right distance.
I need to be closer to my mouth.
Fix it then.
I'm fixing it right now, live on the podcast.
Whoa, we already started.
That's
hey guys,
right. Welcome.
Welcome to Super Mega Cast episode 38. That's the big 38. That is the special number, everybody. 38. We did it. We made it to 38.
Is that a special number?
That was the goal from the beginning. As Ryan loudly fits his microphone sleeve onto his microphone.
This is a better whatever. Is that a good distance from my mouth? Does it need to be closer?
That's good. Yeah, that looks about good to me.
Okay. I'm trusting you because I'm really far. I feel like I'm very...
Well, move it closer then.
Fuck.
We got a bit of a Ming update later in the episode, as always.
A good old Ming.
You know, old Ming.
She's back.
But yeah, what do you want to talk about, Ryan?
You and I recently rewatched one of those good old cinema classics.
Yes, we did.
What did we watch, Matt?
We watched Napoleon Dynamite, the cult classic avant-garde film.
And you and I were expecting kind of one film because we've seen it before. And
yeah.
So, since we were younger, the version that we now saw was completely different. Like, the tone was a lot different
yes.
than from when we were younger. And we appreciated it for a very different reason, but on the same level of excitement, I would say.
Exactly. That's why that movie's really interesting to me, because when I first saw it, I was a kid, and I haven't seen it since I was pretty young. So all the memories I have of it are these really goofy, you know, dumb memories. And then when you watch it when you're older, you realize that it's kind of this very, like, artistic movie that has, like, this kind of deeper, I don't know, it's like just a character study of that part of Idaho, like, that part of the United States.
And just people like that.
It's like people watching in a movie.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. I love Napoleon Dynamite. A lot of people associate that movie as, like, just a dumb, cringy, really stupid movie with no plot. But I really like that movie.
I think it definitely has its cult following. I don't know, Napoleon Dynamite started coming out in Hot Topic, so it kind of grew a mass following at some point.
Yeah, it got kind of that following. But deep down, the piece itself of art, it is very fun. And I think that it was actually made by Mormons. I remember hearing that somewhere, that the whole movie was made by some Mormon church.
Makes sense.
Listen to the sounds of Letty
vacuuming,
vacuuming in the background.
Probably can't hear her in the podcast.
Think so? After dynamics process, you might be able to hear that vacuum a little bit?
I don't know, I'm just saying.
No. She just turned it off,
yeah.
So then when people turn it up to listen, they won't hear anything.
That is true,
And they'll think I'm just making shit up.
I now want to visit Nacho Libre again. I want to visit Hot Rod again. Hot Rod I haven't seen longer than Nacho Libre with Jack Black.
Those are both great movies. I love both those movies.
I like the feel of just the low budgetness of those movies and the self-awareness they all contain.
Oh, Hot Rod is excellent. Hot Rod is one of my favorite comedy movies of all time.
I saw that on a whim with my dad, and it when I saw the trailers, I don't know, I was so used to, like, I was in that mindset, of course, when I was younger, where it's like the bigger budget movies are the better ones type of thing, just yeah. Like how you would envision a product, and then nothing was really out at the time that my dad and I wanted to see, and so we're just like, yeah, let's just go see Hot Rod, and we both ended up laughing our asses off.
It's so funny.
Hilarious.
My mom is coming into town in 2 days.
Yes, she
and you're
is.
you're gonna really meet her for the first time. How dad, awkward is that going to be for you?
It's more awkward because I legitimately think your dad just does not like me
because of the things you say about his wife.
That and just in general, I just suspect that we're not the same type of people.
No, dude, my dad would definitely like you.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I have no idea why you think my dad wouldn't like you. My dad would. You and my dad are gonna hit it off. He'll take you outside. He'll play catch with you, you know, just one on one. Father,
if I go
son
buy
stuff.
A mitt right now, will he play some catch?
100%.
Really?
Yeah. Take him to a park and you know.
But what if he does that thing where like he tries to overcompensate and he just throws fast?
I hate it. You play sports with someone and they have to show off how strong they are. So they'll throw the ball as hard as they can. And when I catch it, my hands are ringing in pain.
My big old stepbrother used to do that. He used to just be like, just surprised. Like we used to be just play catch every now and then just randomly just whoosh, like flip. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, yes. Okay.
It's those little shows of masculine pride. It's like, stop.
It's like, I just want to lob the ball with a friend.
I just want to play ball. I don't want to get fucking, like, pelted.
I hated going up to bat in baseball because I just was scared of being hit by the ball. I was so scared.
There's two types of baseball players. Those who aren't afraid to hit the ball. Like, those who play baseball and then those who are afraid of the ball.
It would have hurt.
Oh, yeah,
I know. Like, that's my survival instinct.
I'm one of the same people.
My need to show off, I think, right?
I'm the same type of person. I'm terrified of the ball.
Like, that's going fast. One time a ball hit my funny bone.
Ooh, that's no fun.
Another time I was catcher. It bounced up in my groin. Oof. And I wasn't wearing a cup because I was stupid.
Man, I wish I could have seen that. Here's the thing. When I play sports, I'm always scared of the ball. Someone throws a football at me. I'm going to flinch instead of catch it. I'm that type of person. Same with baseball. He's throwing that hard little sphere super fast at me, and I have one shot to hit it or else it's going to hit me. You know, I don't, I'm going to flinch.
You got to defend yourself.
It's survival of the fittest. I would survive longer than people who play sports because my brain is more equipped to protect myself in situations where I could be getting injured. See?
Yeah, so but they have the body to actually have those thoughts go through.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Or maybe it's just fight
like
or
flight. Like, you think of those great survival tactics and be like, yeah, I can't do it. And then they'd be like, they'd beat you up for the ideas and then use them.
Damn it.
So they win in the end.
You know, back to when you said you got hit by your funny bone.
Yeah, it sucked. Oh, God.
Oh, I had it so bad once. I was doing this outdoor wrestling thing where it's a big inflatable box ring you stand on, and then you have these big... They're like giant Q-tips, and you have to fight the other person.
It's like a Japanese game show type shit. Wipeout or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I was doing that with a friend, and there was a little metal piece on his, and he smacked it as fast as he could, and it hit directly on my funny bone. And it hit it so hard, my whole hand, like a shock went through my arm and out through my fingertips.
What's the deal with the funny bone?
I don't know.
What's the deal, Matt?
Why is it there?
What's its deal? Like, what's its problem? Like, why does it gotta suck so bad?
You know, I can hit other bones in my body. I'm punching my hand and my arm. It doesn't do that. But
yeah,
you hit
I'm like punching myself
everywhere. Let me hit your funny bone.
No.
All right. But I remember it hit in my whole hand and ended up going numb, completely numb. And I couldn't feel it. But at the same time, there was a ringing pain in it. It was so painful. And then it was sore for about 4 months. So... 4 months straight. What are you doing with your microphone, Ryan?
It's pointed down.
So is mine. That's why I accompanied my body for it.
Okay, I'll do that.
I'll just slouch down.
Okay, I got it. It's fine.
Sorry.
We're good.
We're all good.
We're good.
Yeah. So I just heard earlier today that they added Pikmin 2 to the Wii U virtual console shop.
Are you going to buy it? You already have Pikmin 2.
I have it on GameCube, but that is a game that I want to play on the channel. Probably early summer, maybe. Possibly then, maybe a little later, maybe a little earlier. We will see just how things feel. I'll feel it out. But I'm just trying to decide if I should play it on the GameCube or if I should play it on the Wii.
I think whatever would get a sharper image.
I don't know. I feel like the GameCube might get a sharper image.
I wasn't arguing for other consoles. I was just saying whatever one gives the best quality picture.
And I know I wasn't either. I was just saying
I wasn't trying to like step over you in that. I didn't mean to interrupt you just then.
No. It's fine. I mean, I was just trying. Okay. What if we were like that? We were just like always terrified. Like no. I wasn't. Just always misunderstandings.
Just like Ryan, what? What's wrong? Your voice. It's you raised it. Oh. Lawson, did you hear your walk? Hey, man, I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. No, it's fine. It's just...
No, are you okay? You seem upset.
It's just your voice. It just... Maybe you were just trying to get my attention.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry if... I know you're busy in the room right now.
No, I wasn't trying to, like assume that you were going to be upset if I raised my... Like, I wasn't trying to, like, purposely make you scared by raising my voice. Yeah. It just...
No?
I accidentally... What? No, what?
What?
Are you trying to argue?
No,
I'm not trying to argue.
I love that shit.
What if that was our whole podcast? Every episode was us just like...
Like, it starts out with, like, structure. It starts out with this great structure of just, this is what we're going to talk about today. And then going into the first topic,
we just
accidentally talk over each other.
And the whole
thing.
And then
the rest of the podcast dominoes. Is us trying to save the podcast.
Or from the very start, we both say welcome at the same time. Like, hey, guy, sorry. Yeah. No, you want to go? And then it has to be a constant loop of talking over each other, apologizing, getting scared that you...
Trying to move away, just like,
yeah.
So today we're going to talk about transformative what?
And getting scared that you offended them, and at the same time misreading half the things they say as passive-aggressive, so yeah. You start to react, and then you realize you're reacting the wrong
Barry.
Way.
Barry,
what are you...
Featuring special guest Barry!
Barry Kramer!
Get in here.
Hi.
You're gonna give us 10 more views, please. Get in here.
Come on, we can put your name in the tags.
Hey, hello. Hey, how you guys doing?
Right, Barry?
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going all right.
Good. Just doing a podcast.
What have you been up to recently? What have you been working on? If you can give us any sweet details. First in Super Mega, this is where you heard it first.
No exclusives here, folks. I'm not gonna talk about what I'm working on.
Barry.
Hopefully stuff coming out soon.
Barry, imagine like if you announce something big.
World exclusive.
Imagine if you broke an NDA with a company live on our podcast.
I'll tell you, we're filming something tomorrow.
Okay.
That might go on the channel at some point.
Okay.
Barry.
Where are you filming
Barry,
it,
we
Barry?
Are we are in a financial slump.
Matt,
right
we're
now.
About to really? Find out where he's
we
filming
need,
something.
We need help.
Matt.
Shh. Give us
we're
some
We're filming
news.
It here.
At the Grumps office?
No, I came in here to see if you guys stole my Wii.
Wii
on my desk.
No.
No, it did not touch your Wii.
I had a Wii on my desk and someone took it and all the cables and...
Wait, what?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, it's just gone?
Well, yeah, I had two Wiis. So here's the weird thing. I had two Wiis on my desk.
Okay.
And only one is... This is a riveting story.
Yeah.
Only one is still there, but the other one was taken with all the cables, like, including, like, the sensor bar and the Wiimotes and everything.
Why? So, who took it?
And it's your Wii, like...
Well, it's not mine. I took it from, I think, in here.
Is it plugged back in? Is that... No, that's...
We need to solve this.
There's a white Wii.
Well, all Wiis are white.
I thought there were black Wiis.
No.
There were some. Believe it or not, there were a
I
few
thought it
black
was just
Wiis.
When they announced the revolution, it was black, but then when it came out, it was white.
I thought they made
the
black Wiis for a while.
Wii U. The Wii U was announced white, and then it came out, it was black.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they made white Wii Us in the beginning. They were the 16, or the 8
oh,
gig
the
ones.
Deluxe, the
yeah.
whatever.
And the Deluxe was black. I mean, they made
yeah,
them all
I
black.
I got the Wind Waker one. I got the Wind Waker HD.
Ooh, I bought that game. I didn't get the special edition Wii U.
I don't know who was splunking on my desk taking my stuff.
Barry, we're going to solve this for you, man.
Yeah? You think it was Chris? Can I fight Chris for his
Chris
honor?
Freaks out when people touch things on his desk.
That's
so.
The thing. That's why I didn't think it'd be him. I
maybe
thought it would
he's,
be you guys, if anyone.
Maybe he's...
Thanks, Barry.
Wait, you're
what?
Welcome.
Thank
why,
you.
Why us?
Because you're a bunch of... You got grubby little fingers. You're
Come
always
Come on, Barry.
Stuff.
Like, I got greasy little sausage fingers yeah. that are just prime for stealing.
Basically.
Are you calling us kleptos?
But I can't steal shit because the grease makes it slip out of my fingers. I'm like, fuck.
Well, that's why you have to, like... Like,
do I try to pick it up with my mouth next?
You
do
like
I try to?
You pick it up with like the inside part of your wrists. You don't use your hands.
My hands are sweating. The sweat starts to go down into the crease like, where my
no,
wrists
no,
are,
no,
and that
no.
starts. No! I'm like,
what's that noise over there?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you think anyone's ever successfully broken into somewhere or stolen something and not left a single fingerprint just by using their wrists and stuff?
I don't know. Do wrists have fingerprints?
No.
Barry asking the hard-hitting questions here on
Super
Megacast. Do we have
individual wrist prints?
Your DNA? Can skin be traced back to you?
Yes, probably. 100%. Skin cells? It's DNA.
But where do they have my... Where's this big record of people's DNA?
If you're listed as a suspect, they can take your DNA from you.
What? Oh.
You shouldn't let the government take your DNA.
Anyway, I'm going to let you guys get back to
All right. Okay. Thanks, Barry.
Yeah. Let me know if you find out who stole my Wii.
We will.
Thank you.
And come to us if you figure out who stole your Wii, or if you...
Can you figure out before the end of the podcast so you can come back and tell us the answer?
I would love that for many reasons.
we'll be recording for about another hour. So.
Okay, cool.
If it happens within the next hour?
Yeah, I'll keep you posted.
Okay. Please get on that now. I need to know this for my own...
Sure.
Safety.
If someone's stealing Wii's, I gotta hide stuff.
Bye.
Bye, Barry. Love you. Dude, if someone's stealing Wii's, I gotta...
You got a bone to pick with them?
Not just a bone to pick. I gotta start locking my shit up.
Have a Wii at the office?
No, I don't, but I have two computer monitors and a computer and a mouse. How long until... Because, you know, they're making the new Power Rangers movie.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing all this stuff back. How long until they make a live-action Bionicles movie?
That's stuck in that part of nostalgia that is doomed to straight to DVD.
Bionicles?
Yeah. It didn't have that Power Rangers audience.
Yeah, it didn't. I love Bionicles.
But Bionicles has that... Has that core audience that if you meet someone who loved Bionicles back in the old day, I've said this many times, you know, do you remember what my favorite Bionicle is?
No.
You don't? I've said it like twice or maybe even
I don't know the
times.
Names of Bionicles. I know they lived on Mata Nui.
I'm not even talking about the names. Just what it does.
Shoots discs?
No. I guess it's a little one that rolls into a ball.
Oh, you have said that before. Man, I'm sorry.
I love them. I love the ones that roll in the balls because then they... They're cool. They reminded me of those... I played Star Wars Battlefront a lot on my computer alone, just with computer players.
I thought you were going to say Bakugan.
No, but like there were the brown kind of tripodic droids that are shaped like a C.
Yeah.
Like those that you could play as, and I thought that was really cool, and they reminded me of it.
Yeah, dude, you know what? Do you remember Bakugan?
I remember the name. Try to help me remember.
Bakugan is... they were the little... kind of transformer things that
yes.
would go into the ball.
Yes.
And you could activate them because it was a trading card game, and then you would throw the Bakugan onto the trading card and it had some little magnet strip inside that would make the Bakugan open up when it was on the card.
I never actually got to play with it. I'm starting to just remember the commercials.
No, those were after our time. We were by the time those were popular, we were too old for them, but I remember my cousins played with them.
Speak
and I thought
for
they
yourself.
Were cool. I thought they Ryan, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to,
it's fine.
I didn't mean to offend you.
It's fine. You play with toys. You have a little Gundam.
I do. I have three Gundams that I've never even built. because I'm so intimidated.
You're just having too much fun playing with the parts.
So here's what I didn't know about Gundams is...
You have to build them?
Well, you have to disassemble them from a sheet. So all the pieces of plastic, or it's all connected into like a sheet. And you have to like kind of punch them out with a little X-Acto blade. And then you have to paint them yourself.
With an X-Acto blade?
Yeah.
So wait, what you're telling me is...
You got to cut them out of the plastic.
That to make it easier for the people who made the toys, they just kind of molded. They just had a little mold stamp thing.
It's essentially...
Stamped it into one of these plastic things and said, you cut it out.
It'll be about 4 or 5 different sheets. And each sheet has a bunch of pieces that are all connected
with
thin...
You can't even punch them out? Like with a little thumb? Like...
You probably could, but it's not going to be clean. You got to use an X-Acto blade to get that clean cut. And you got to paint them yourself. They don't come with the designs.
What?
Yeah, they're not colored or anything. I'm sure there's some that are. But for the most part, that's the whole thing about Gundams. You have to build them and color them yourself.
This is like a separate form of building a ship in a bottle.
Yeah, it's like the modern futuristic Japanese version of building a toy airplane.
Japanese teen...
I love Gundams, though, and I'm going to build all of those for my desk, because I just got a new desk, and I got to put figurines on it. I got a few from Capsule Machines in Japan to put on my desk, but I got to get those Gundams all built and
painted?
Ready to go, yeah.
Are you gonna actually paint them and shit?
Yeah, it's intimidating, though. The second I open that box and I look inside, I'm just like, you know what? I'll do this another day.
Do you even own an X-Acto blade?
No, I'll have to buy one. Aaron has stuff for Gundams. He has Gundam markers, and... I was going to go over to his place one time to build a Gundam so I could actually, like, have help putting it together, but we canceled for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah. That whole incident.
Yeah, when Susie spilled the syrup everywhere.
Yeah. Well,
and she
died. We'll move.
Yeah, we can't talk about that one, but yeah. What other, you know what toys I played with? Oh, I just remembered I had this toy called an Aqua Pet, I think. Do you remember those? It was like a...
Talking about little foam things?
No. It was a plastic tube, so it was like a dome, like a tall dome that was filled with water that had a little kind of animatronic-type toy floating on the inside connected to strings, and then it had a base with 3 buttons, and it was a Tamagotchi, but it was inside a little capsule of water, and it would move around and make noise.
Wait, really? That
sounds
so cool.
Dude, those were so fucking cool. I wonder if I could still get one online. And there were a whole bunch of different designs. I loved those. Hold on.
I mostly just had, like, action figures and... guns and shit. Well, not real guns.
Oh my god, yeah. I found them. I had a BB gun that I never really shot. Oh my god, and then they made SpongeBob and Dora versions of this toy. Yeah, this was it. Look.
Wait, is Dora swimming around in there or something? Whoa! Is that the one you had?
I had a bunch of them. I had 3 or 4.
Do they actually move around?
Yeah, their limbs are attached to little strings, so it moves and it like bounces up and down. I think you had to feed it and shit.
There's
fuck,
a Dora
man.
The Explorer one?
Yeah, they had SpongeBob ones, too. I'm going to buy one of those. I'm going to get a couple of those for my desk.
Some of these look like characters from Inside Out or something.
Yeah,
like,
they're all crazy weird looking. Which ones did I have?
Are.
Oh, my God. This is bringing back some straight up memories for me. Wow.
You know what brings back the memories for me?
What?
A dirty, gross pool.
Mm.
Well, back before...
Yeah.
I lived in my second house. My dad and I lived in an apartment.
Ryan owns 2 houses.
Yeah.
With all that ad revenue from YouTube.
That's right. This I'm not talking about back when I was young. But back when I was young, my dad and I lived in an apartment, and we had a pool that they would never clean. And one day for my birthday or something, my dad got me this little motorized boat.
Ooh.
Like I could drive around in the pool because no one's at the pool. So we go try it out. And I try to kind of maneuver the boat around, but because they never cleaned the pool and there were so many leaves, it would always get stuck in the middle of the pool.
Ah.
And then I threw it away.
It was Aaron.
It was Aaron?
Yeah. It was Aaron.
Why'd he do it?
Aaron stole your Wii?
Yeah, so he wanted to play a GameCube game, I think for Grumps. And the GameCube does put out 480p,
mm-hmm.
but you need special component cables for that, and you already have the Wii component cables.
Oh.
So that's why he took the Wii.
That answers another question we were talking about earlier on this podcast, if I should record Pikmin 2 on the GameCube or on the Wii U. So I should use the Wii U.
You should use the Wii U, definitely, because it'll put out, you know, through HDMI, and it'll just be the best possible resolution.
All right, ooh. question answered. Ooh. Very nice.
But? I guess the only way to do it with a GameCube controller would be the GameCube one.
Yeah, I can use the Wii remote.
Well, I've heard it's better. I haven't done it myself, but I heard the pointer controls work really well for...
They do. We played the first Pikmin game with the pointer controls.
I've only played Pikmin 3.
Barry!
I've never played a Pikmin game.
Oh, you gotta play Pikmin 1. You can beat it in a day.
Well, it's a day of game time, right?
A day.
Oh, no, it's like a month?
Yeah, the game takes place over 30 days within the game, but each day is like 13 minutes.
Gotcha.
So you can beat it pretty quick. It's very, very fun, and I recommend it.
Cool. Well, don't mind me. I'm going to shuffle around in the background while you guys keep talking.
No problem,
okay.
Barry.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know as soon as I did.
Thanks, Barry.
The mystery.
Thank you. Now all of you know.
Yeah.
This is coming out tomorrow, so the people are going to know real quick. Awesome. But anyways, I was talking about...
Your toy boat.
My toy boat that I never got to play with because they would never clean our pool at this apartment complex.
So it would just get
also
stuck.
This apartment complex, they wouldn't allow our dog.
What'd you do?
We sent him over to my aunt and uncle, sent her over. My dog was Mina. She was a Keese Hound. But we sent her over to my aunt and uncle so they would look after her. And they have like an outdoor area where she could run around. One time my dad and I were heading over there to kind of go see Mina. And we see Mina walking on the side of the street. And we're just like, what? And so we open the door like, is that? And we just call, Mina! And she like perks up her head. She comes, runs, sits in the car. And then we just go to their front porch with Mina. We're like, hey. Here's the dog. And they're like, oh, whoops.
Oh.
And she dug right under the fence. And now she's dead.
Goodbye. See you, Barry.
Bye, Barry.
Thanks.
My friend had this remote control helicopter.
Yeah.
And he called me over one time when we were in high school. He was like, dude, you want to go test this thing out? It goes really high. So I came over and we were playing with it. I think it was a helicopter. It was either a helicopter or a drone. I think it was a helicopter, but we were having a great time with it. And we took it to this place in Charleston called Sullivan's Island, which is this island. It's a barrier island off the coast of South Carolina. And we went there, and we went up on top of a really tall hill. And we flew it up off the hill, and it started flying away. And I was like, wow, look how high up it is, because it had flown away from the hill. So now it was over just regular land, so it was double high. Then I guess it was too high up and too far away. And a big design flaw was when this thing gets out of range, it just continues the signal. It last read. So the helicopter just kept going and just kept going. Just took off. Took off in the sky a couple hundred feet up and just, it was gone.
I had a remote control airplane that I accidentally flew into like a horse pen. And one of my uncles had to go climb it and get it. And he was chased by a horse trying to get back my motorized plane.
But the helicopter ended up... finally, it just fell.
Yeah.
And we just watched it fall. And it fell into a small thicket or forest, like a little wooded area that we had to climb into on the side of a hill and get it out. And
did you find a troll?
No, we didn't find a troll, Ryan. I had another toy. Did you ever? Because I loved virtual pets when I was a kid. That was my favorite type of toy.
How much did you love virtual pets?
I loved them a lot. I had a bunch of Tamagotchis.
You had real pets, though, at the time also, right?
I did have real pets, of course. I just
now,
liked...
what do you think you're going to look back on with, like... Which provided more fond memories?
The pets, the real pets.
You think?
Yeah. I'd say they provided me with equally fond memories. Because
equally, okay.
Because these toys were so nostalgic. They influenced my creativity into the modern day. But I had a bunch of Tamagotchis, and I would even, when I first started learning how to use the internet, I would go on, like, Tamagotchi forums, and there was
Tamagotchi for
them? Yeah, they were big. I remember I just read around, like, looking for info on the new Tamagotchi. And there was a graveyard section of the website where people would write little memorials to their Tamagotchis who had died. And the website just played a mid-eye version of, hold on, what was the fucking song?
It's a Hard Knock Life?
No, it's very sad.
Just the two of us?
Hold on. Dun, 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 dun. No, wait.
I Hurt?
Give me a second.
Featured in the trailer to Logan.
It's like bum 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 bum.
Recommendation, yeah.
It's the song. It's like bum 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 bum. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It was that song, and it would play, and it was really sad.
Why would it play that song? It's just how come kid things like make you sad? I'm gonna bring up Minecraft, but the music in Minecraft, after a while of playing around in it when I was like back in, I guess, high school.
Yeah.
It just made me depressed.
The music didn't make me depressed. I thought it was very like peaceful and artistic and somber.
Boom. somber is the, I think, the emotion that it provoked more.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't say it's necessarily sad. Well, at least for me. I loved it.
I personally think that the subtle shift in genres according to the situational I don't know.
You were just bullshitting?
Yeah, I was bullshitting.
I was sitting there like, what are you talking about?
I was trying to make the music in Minecraft seem complex.
It's very good. The guy that made it, his name is C418. He makes very good music.
He has separate music other than Minecraft music.
He does.
Is actually pretty good. Even the Minecraft music is decent. I think it's only because it's referenced into Minecraft now that it's the funny music.
I really like the Minecraft music, though. It's very peaceful. When I was in high school, I was like, man, I want to make a short film with this music. Imagine if I had done that. To this day, that would haunt me. If I tried to make a serious short film, but the music was Minecraft
music.
Try
to do that today.
We should do that. Let's make a serious... Let's get a super high production serious short film, but just use Minecraft music in it.
Okay, I'm down. Can we also use music from Disney's Hercules?
No, absolutely not.
All right. All I'm saying is that has like my favorite song in any Disney movie.
I don't know if I've ever even seen Disney Hercules.
What?
Yeah.
As Danny DeVito? What?
I don't think I've seen
it. Come on!
I really don't think I've seen it.
It's got like one of the first uses of a 3D like fucking animation in 2D animation.
Really?
With the Hydra.
Nah, I don't remember this. I've never seen it. I'm sorry.
It's like one of the movies that like I watched a lot. It was like that and Mulan. And I know, I can't wait for the comments of, wow, you guys think you're old? Back in my day, I watched Citizen Kane. And I still have a fondness for it. Because back when I was a child, I watched Citizen Kane.
Yeah, but now you're a grown-ass adult watching Let's Plays. Oh, Ryan, do you remember when The Simpsons and Family Guy first started using 3D animation? Like, for instance, when they're in the car, and instead of the background would be like a 3D scrolling animation instead of, hand-drawn.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you saw that stuff?
I know. That was
the first time I saw it was on Family Guy. And I remember they used like some cars or vehicles for 3D, and I was like,
whoa!
I was like, what are they doing? I was like, what the fuck? Like, the Peter Copter and all sorts of shit. It was in 3D, and I was always amazed by that.
Even though, like, the live-action stuff, whenever they put in live-action segments, like the real-life Peter Griffin.
Yeah.
And now you look at all the jokes today, and you realize, man, my sense of humor has changed.
What, Ryan, you don't like Family Guy?
No. But there's one episode I will stand up for that I think is really good, and hopefully I'm not looking at... I watched it not too long ago. It was the one where they go back to the first
episode.
Criticize
the first episode, yeah.
That's a good
episode. That one is actually pretty good.
It's a really good episode of television.
There's only
animated television.
I think my favorite joke from Family Guy still stands. God, this is such an embarrassing conversation. My favorite joke from Family Guy.
We went from fucking Minecraft to Family Guy. What's next? What are we going to talk about?
We'll quickly jump
from
this.
See, the reason we never played Undertale is...
You know, Ryan, I had the scariest dream about Slender Man and Freddy Fazbear last night. And then I put on my 21 Pilots CD when I woke up to make me feel better.
Okay, Matt, you were talking about your favorite Family Guy joke. That's the funniest.
It's when Peter's talking about, he's talking to Meg or Chris or something saying, don't do drugs, because he's like, I did drugs once and things got way too real. And then it cut to just a real life shot of a guy in a Peter Griffin costume on a bench looking at his hands. And it was really funny.
Like, whoa.
Do you do any Family Guy impressions, Ryan?
Yeah, are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm about to do, are you ready?
Is this a real impression?
Yeah. I'm serious.
All right, let's hear it.
Nah.
I knew you were going to pull some typical bullshit over my eyes like that.
You do a fucking Chris impression. Voiced by none other than Seth Green.
I'll do a Chris impression. Who moved this stuff off my desk?
God!
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant Chris O'Neill. okay. Here's Chris from Family Guy.
Hey, Dad.
Let's do some impressions we've never tried before, because they're going to sound terrible, but maybe you'll find something you can do well.
Hey, Dad.
He uses that voice all the time in Robot Chicken.
Seth
Green? He does the over-the-top nerd voice where it's like, ow, Sean, that sounds like this.
Oh, sort of like this.
Yeah.
Sort of like this.
Holly knew Seth Green.
Did she?
Yeah. She worked in something with him, and he knew her by name.
Did they kiss?
Dude, they kissed all the time. They had a threesome with Ross. You didn't know that? Ross and Seth Green had a threesome. I'm serious. Go ask him about it. I'm serious.
Stop.
What?
What are you doing? What are you trying to convince me of this right now?
Yes. I'm serious.
No, you're not.
They really did.
Not with Seth Green.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
Ross talks about this all the time.
Where does he talk about it?
Around the office.
No, he doesn't.
On Twitter. In his video on Game Grumps, he talks about
it. No, he doesn't.
He had a threesome with Seth Green.
No, fuck you.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
I'll call Ross and ask
him. This is going to be a giant waste of time.
No, I'm serious. Ross and Seth Green had a threesome with Ross's wife.
Ross and Seth Green had a threesome with Ross's wife.
This was years ago, Given, but... Dude, he's told this story a million times.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has.
No, he hasn't.
Okay, Ryan.
I'm going to look up on the... No, because the moment I look it up, you win.
What are you talking about?
You just want me to be like, oh, is it real? And you'd be like, gotcha.
No, of course not. Look it up.
I'm going to look... Okay.
Look it up.
I'm looking it up. Matt, if you fucking do this shit.
Just look it up. I'm serious.
Ross, Seth Green.
Ross O'Donovan, Seth Green threesome.
O'Donovan. Seth Green threesome.
Gotcha.
You fucking... Oh my god, I knew it!
No, Ross didn't have a threesome with Seth Green, you fucking moron.
I was gonna see if it was a running joke of, like, the fucking... I don't know what they do on Game Grumps. Like, remember Dude. That one time that Ross had a threesome?
Dude, Ross and Seth Green were Eiffel Towering, and then the moment of climax, they high-fived, and Seth Green went, God damn it, Ross, and Chris's voice from Family Guy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I love that scenario.
Thanks, bro. Ross is gonna listen to Thanks, Ross is gonna bro. Listen to this and be like... Ross is gonna just come to me tomorrow and be like, did you talk about me on your podcast having sex with Seth Green?
Did you talk about me and my wife's sex life live on your podcast?
What if Ross had actually had a threesome with Seth Green and Holly, and it ended up, but they never told anyone, and this is just a crazy coincidence I guessed it. So when Ross hears this for the first time, he's sweating bullets right now. He's just sitting there on his couch fuck, how did it get out?
What the fuck?
I mean, he's gonna get a call
from... No, they already started a hashtag. He's gonna threesome with Seth Green.
He's gonna get a call from Seth Green on the phone and be like, Ross, did you tell someone? I mean, Seth Green's gonna sue him.
No, I didn't tell anyone, Seth Green.
That's what Ross sounds like.
Yeah, because he does... It's like kind of Morty. He does a good Morty.
He does. He does a good Jacksepticeye, too.
Top of the morning to you, laddies. My name is Jacksepticeye.
Let's do some...
Let's
do some more impressions, dude.
Okay, I'll give you one.
Give me a character, like, someone that you don't think we can do.
Okay.
And this is going to be cringy. Let's see. It's going to be very embarrassing. Okay. There's nothing more awkward than watching someone try to funnily do an impression, and it's one. It's off.
I got one.
Yeah.
Do Stitch.
Stitch?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am Stitch.
What?
I am Stitch. I can't do it. I can't fucking do it.
What? What was that?
Okay. I don't know. I don't know how to do it. All right, Ryan. I'll give you one.
Okay.
Do Billy Mays.
What is he? He just goes, Hi, Billy Mays here, and I have some awful deals for you. My wife, stinks.
The man is dead, Ryan.
Okay, give me one. My turn. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Steve Urkel.
Are we just trying to do the ones that we know the other person can't do and make the biggest embarrassment out of them? All right, Steve Urkel.
Yeah.
All right, I'm coming at you hard with the next one.
Okay. All right.
Steve Urkel.
Did I do that? Did I do that? I'm Steve Urkel.
Okay, perfect.
All right, Ryan.
Yeah.
Give me your best Napoleon Dynamite.
God damn.
All right.
Gosh. Tina.
So stupid.
Freaking idiot.
My favorite moment, one of my favorite workaholics moments, is when it's like the flashback to them in college, and he's trying to tell him, he's trying to look good in front of this acting coach, and he's like, and he pretends to be Napoleon Dynamite. He puts on the shirt and he's just like, gosh, 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 gosh. All right, Ryan, give me another one.
Okay, okay, okay. Let me think. Could you do a... could you do Mickey... Could you do Minnie Mouse, please?
Minnie Mouse?
Yeah.
Mickey! Stop chewing on my clit piercing!
Jesus Christ! Okay, my turn. What do you got?
All right. Give me Bart Simpson.
Whoa, Dad, stop choking me! I don't know!
That was the worst Bart Simpson impression I've heard in my ever. I've never heard a Bart Simpson impression worse than that.
It sounded like Mr. Klein.
Okay. All right, give me one.
Okay, okay.
Let's keep throwing them back and forth.
Okay.
20 minutes.
I'm down, seriously. Okay, do Seth Rogen.
Shit! My weed!
Yeah?
Oh, it's embarrassing.
Okay, okay. Okay, let's give each other each one more. So you give me one, I'll give you one.
Okay. Give me your best, just give me SpongeBob.
You fuck.
Come on, man. What are you waiting for?
I don't know.
Hi, Pat!
Tom Kenny is just staring in fucking awe at his computer if he's watching right now.
I can't.
Hey, Tom Kenny.
I purposely didn't say anything after that, so it would just be silent, so you'd feel pressured to do more SpongeBob. And it worked. It worked. It did more. All right, give me one.
Okay.
Give me one last one.
Okay. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mmm.
I am Arnold.
Yeah?
Yeah.
One more. Give me a sentence.
Tell me something to say.
Okay.
Get to the classic, get to the chopper.
No. Say, hello, I am Arnold Schwarzenegger. Ah, I'm Arnold.
Hello, I am Arnold Schwarzenegger. Ah, I'm Arnold.
Was that good?
That was good.
Did Arnold, yeah. He didn't voice the guy on Fairly Odd Parents, right? That was sounding like him.
Yeah, okay. He was too busy. He was too busy governing California,
and then eating a that's David Hasselhoff.
When
he was drunk on the floor eating the cheeseburger in that video.
Yeah,
it was really
Arnold was the one that cheated on his wife with his maid or
did
something.
He?
Yeah,
Arnold, come on.
He had sex with his maid or something like that.
Oh, geez, Arnold, come on, dude. I wanted to think good of Arnold. I don't want to think of him as a dirty man.
He's a dirty, dirty man.
Arnold, get your act together, dude. We live in the state you used to govern.
He just needs the bop to the top. Like The Rock. The Rock had no problem bopping to the top.
I was putting together a couch yesterday in my room, and you started playing High School Musical, and you're like just out loud. Like, and you came into my room playing Bop to the Top.
Okay, because at first you made it sound like you just heard it faintly coming from my room.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but...
What do you mean?
All right, what is
the type of music I listen to is strictly, like, two bands.
All right, Ryan, what's the line where, you know, we know each other pretty well. You know, we live together, we're roommates, so what's the biggest thing you can imagine me doing that wouldn't surprise you as a roommate? But it's like right before the line of like, oh, you wouldn't do that.
You going, hey, Ryan, and me walking out of my room and you taking a shit on the floor.
So you could see that in the realm of possibility.
Yeah, I can. But that's like the farthest you'd go.
What if I do that?
Then you do it. Then I have to.
Would you laugh?
Then I tell people on the podcast, and then they know that you just took a shit in
your
own house.
I'm so uncivilized that for a joke, I took a shit in my own house on the floor.
I take out my phone and start Snapchatting it to everyone I know. Just, hey, look, Matt shat on the floor.
Before I get a chance to...
And then I'm going to have another Snapchat of you cleaning it up and going, Matt cleaning up his own shit.
Well, I really can't win in this situation. Ryan, what about the time... I was in my room and I hear you down the hall go, ah, fuck. And I was, have we talked about this on a podcast before?
No, I don't remember this. What are you talking about?
And I walk in the bathroom and you're pantsless cleaning the floor because you pissed your pants.
Oh yeah.
You were busy. You were texting someone or something. You were preoccupied.
I was busy. I took off my my gym shorts, but my underwear.
No,
did
you,
not
you had your gym
it.
Shorts on too. I thought you just sat on the toilet.
Really? Fuck, you're right.
You just sat on the toilet to
take
a shit.
Yeah, I just sat on the toilet, not to take a shit.
You just sat down.
I sat down on the toilet because I was going to text and I had to pee, and I had to get this idea out.
And you just wasn't
thinking.
And
then I was just, then after the text, I'm like, oh, I'm sitting on the toilet, let me pee. So I start peeing, and all of a sudden I notice something's wrong, and it turns out that I was just sitting on a toilet and peeing into my pants. And it was dripping into the toilet.
It was all, there was like, a huge puddle on the floor. You pissed for a reasonable 10, 15 seconds before you realized. How did you do that?
I don't know. How do you shit yourself twice in a year?
That's an accident.
Okay, you have that defense. Mine was an accident. I didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, but you pissed for 10 to 15 seconds.
It wasn't. It was like 5 seconds.
It was enough
to
make a huge-ass puddle on the floor.
You imagine how much liquid you're expelling from your body. That's a lot of liquid. And of course it's going to create a puddle. It's a thin puddle. It's a thin, wide puddle.
I've pissed my pants before, and when I piss my pants, the first thing, like, the moment a drop comes out, my body goes into this shock.
It's
like,
because I'm not in it. I'm on the toilet. I'm thinking, hey, I'm peeing. So as I'm peeing,
but can you not
nothing's
feel it?
Happening. Can no, you not? Because it's staying in this little, like, pouch region. Like, that was a loose pair
wait,
of
let
gym
me ask,
shorts.
Was he steadily... was it steadily leaking out down your leg? Or was it something where... it collected in your shorts, and then you moved, and it all poured out in place.
It was like a collection of the two. Like, it got filled up to the point where it started dripping down my legs, and then I stood up, and then some splattered onto the ground.
And that's when
you
went,
fuck! Yeah. Oh, fuck!
You know, I have a picture of that somewhere. I took
do you?
I have a picture of you holding the phone in one hand and a huge wad of paper towels cleaning piss off the bathroom floor. I have that somewhere.
It's probably gone forever, though.
Yeah, I'll have to dig that up.
You definitely lost it.
I might have. I think we've each got some pretty embarrassing photos of the other person.
Oh, my mom just posts all the embarrassing photos of me. She doesn't care. She
just does.
She just posts my child. No matter how many times I'm like, hey, mom, can you not post personal pictures from my childhood? Because I want to actually cherish those memories and not regard them as...
funny
awful,
memes on the internet
because people start using them, and then I really just don't enjoy my childhood anymore. I can't see my childhood through the lens that I want to. I have to see it through the filter of horrible, terrible memes.
Memes aren't that bad.
They're pretty fucking awful sometimes, most of the times.
There's some funny ones, but I think 80% of memes are really bad.
Yeah.
You know what I want to do, Ryan?
What?
I want to watch One Punch Man with you. I want to show you One Punch Man. It's really good.
Okay.
I think you would like it.
I'm not the biggest fan. I don't know. I've never tried anime except for,
See, I'm not much...
Full Metal Alchemist, which I really liked.
I'm not much of a anime guy myself, but I will watch the occasional few good animes, and I think One Punch Man and Mob Psycho 100 are both shows you would very like. They're very short, too.
Okay. I'll try One Punch Man. Isn't it, like, self-aware or some shit?
Yeah, it's just a big self-aware anime. It makes fun of... the stereotypes of anime.
But making fun of those stereotypes within being anime itself, doesn't it also just become another one of those things that's breaking the rules?
No. It's like, it's very self-aware and funny. It perfectly makes fun of all the stereotypical, like, things about anime.
It's kind of like the Colbert Report or the Daily Show to the, you know, MSNBC, Fox, and CNNs.
Sure. Okay, yeah, you could say that. It's just a big kind of parody of anime. He's a superhero that... he's so strong he can kill any monster in the world with one punch. So every time he fights something, it's just one punch and the fight's over.
Is the punch like built up like this big ah, like that?
No. It's usually you don't even see it coming, it's just instantly just and then the
really?
Person it'll be like while the enemy's talking close up and then just bam and then they're dead and that's it.
Now I know what to expect.
Yeah. It's really funny though. And you might be like, well, how can they have a story if he kills everything with one punch? Well, there's a lot of conflict, and it's very funny. And the monsters and enemies in that show are hilariously designed. The first like real bad guy in that is this guy that ate too much crab, so he becomes like half crab. And then a kid drew. He has like a human's legs and whitey tidies, and then he's a big crab on the top. And
I actually now want to watch this.
He was sleeping on a park bench, and a kid drew nipples on him with a permanent marker. So he's trying to find the kid to kill him. It's really
wait, really?
No, it's a great show.
Okay,
you would seriously
okay.
like it.
I gotta watch it.
We
now.
Should watch the first episode tonight.
Okay.
It's goofy. It's good shit.
Yeah.
Got laughs all around.
You know what else is a good show?
What?
And is coming back soon.
Oh!
Yeah, you
Better
know.
Call Saul.
Yes.
Yes! Cannot wait. I caught you all up on season two.
Yep.
We've seen the first two seasons.
Yes, we
and
have.
What? We watched that back in, like, last summer.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Because I remember when season two ended, I was like, we gotta wait a fucking year.
I'm ready for this season. This season seems to be, like, the season that starts really connecting.
To Breaking Bad?
Yeah. To that timeline.
This is going to be the most dramatic season so far, too. It's first season where you... I don't want to spoil that. I was going to say where you... But, you know, you see a lot of big character changes. And a lot... There's a new big character from Breaking Bad coming back. So, guys, if you watched Breaking Bad and you liked it, but you have not watched Better Call Saul, maybe you tried it and the first season was boring. Yeah, the first season is kind of slow and
doesn't...
I don't
know. I enjoy it for what it was.
I do, too. But a lot of people say the first season didn't hook them. And I see why it didn't hook them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's worth powering through to get to the second season to give it a second chance, because once the second season starts, it's just like Breaking Bad again. It feels a lot like Breaking Bad, and it's about just as addicting as Breaking Bad. It gets right up there on the same level with it for me. Breaking Bad is always like the best show in my mind, but Better Call Saul is inching its way up there.
I hate that Breaking Bad, even though it's a really good show, it's looked at like one of those... Of course. It's like, what's your favorite TV show? Breaking Bad.
Of course
it's Breaking Bad.
Because it's so fucking good.
I know.
That's the reason it's so many people's favorites, because it's so good.
I didn't like it that much. You should try watching a show by the name of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Because I think Breaking Bad, just because so many people like it, it's so mainstream, it's just seen as one of those things that's, that's basic consumer level TV, you know?
Yeah.
People don't see it as like this super deep thing. They see it as just like... anyone and their mom can watch it and enjoy it, which is true. Which what I like is, like, you know, anyone can watch it. It's not too complex to understand, but it also has such a deeper... it's like a cake. It has so many other layers underneath that, you know, you can watch it without picking those up and it'll still be just
good. When you start watching, like, the behind the scenes and how they make the episode. I remember after each episode, they would upload two videos onto AMC.com. It would be Inside and The Making Of.
Yes.
And I would just...
I always watch them.
I'd keep that tab open, and even when I was at school, I'd, like, check every now and then because I just wanted to see that. That's how a lot of things were actually pointed out to me. Like,
yeah.
The behind-the-scenes stuff, like, kind of certain motivations and certain things that I should start keeping my eye on, and it taught me to really pay attention in certain ways in the show, because it's not just a show... It is a show that you can just watch and enjoy, but also if you pay attention, you'll be able to kind of enjoy it for more reasons.
It's full of foreshadowing and imagery and metaphors.
It's hard to not be generic when you're trying to hide from spoilers, because I still feel like Breaking Bad is one of those shows where you just avoid spoilers for it because it is such a big show.
I was so into it. Yeah. I remember I watched as soon as the fourth season ended. On TV, I was on the subreddit every single day until the fifth season came out, always checking to see if there's any news. And people were posting little, like, I'm in Albuquerque and I took this picture, and it's like a closed set with that says WW on it. And it's like,
something happened though for you. Something about the very end
the first episode of the final season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was at my buddy Connor's house. And I saw someone on the Breaking Bad subreddit was like, I've watched a leaked version of the first episode of the new season, and I couldn't help it. I had to read what they said, because a lot of people said that shit and they were bullshitting.
Yeah.
So I read it and I was like, wow, that's insane. Too obviously, that's, you know, that's fake.
Yeah.
And then the first episode, I'm excited all week, and then the first episode of the last season starts, and the first scene happens, and it's exactly what they described, and I was like, God, no!
You know now exactly I know what's
it.
Happening.
It was still amazing regardless, but I knew exactly what was coming around every corner.
Did you
sucked.
Ever happen upon those kind of, I don't know what they called it, but it's just like spoiling Breaking Bad? It would always be in a discussion post. It would be like spoilers for next season, and it would be this kind of insider knowledge of this person that read parts of the script and shit like that. And they give a whole layout of the episode, like everything that happens in certain sections. And I remember like reading some of them, and then realizing that, oh, wow, this isn't what the episode is about. So someone took the time to actually create a believable...
just to fuck with people. I read an entire, like, all 16-episode summary of the rest of the show on Reddit. Yeah, and I was like, It was huge. I spent like 20 minutes reading that thing, 20, 30 minutes. And I, but people in the comments were like, this is bullshit. There's no way the writers would do that because that's just so stupid. And however, Vince Gilligan did have some really fucked up scenes planned that they took out because it was too fucked up for Breaking Bad.
Like the baby scene.
Yeah. They were planning in the final season. I mean, this isn't a spoiler because it doesn't happen, but they were planning for Walt to get kidnapped. And then, the people were going to, I think the neo-Nazis were going to drop him off in the desert with a briefcase. And then he was going to get up and open the briefcase, and it was going to be his baby cut up into pieces.
I'm kind of glad that they didn't go that far.
That would have just been, I mean, it would have been really good still, but it would have been shocking. And also,
it's a little too shocking. I think that goes more into exploitative than actually kind of advancing anything within the story.
No, I agree, and I'm glad they didn't do it. It would have been interesting to see, though. Yeah, because that would have been like the darkest point in the show.
Exploitive or exploitative? Exploitative.
Exploitative.
Okay.
Exploitative.
Okay.
Exploitive. Exploitative.
Whatever. We use.
I don't
it.
Know, dude.
Who cares?
They know what we mean. They know what we mean. They know what we're saying, bro.
Dog.
Yeah, man. But
that's what I'm talking about, dog.
Yeah, dog. Hold on.
What?
Ryan.
What?
Fasten your seatbelt. It's time for this week's Ming Report.
Oh.
We still need a jingle. Submit your jingles at thosekidswithproblems@gmail.com. Thank you very much.
Or start a post in the subreddit.
Yeah, actually, that'd probably be a lot better.
It's r/supermega.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's kind of dead right now, though. Not much.
Yeah.
But, Ryan, we got really not that much on Ming. In fact, well, I guess there is one big update on Ming. She's gone again. She disappeared.
She's disappeared once again.
She has vanished. She was only back last time for us to update you. She was only back for probably 3 or 4 days before she vanished again.
I only got to see her once. I only saw her when she was walking towards us and we kind of ducked out.
Oh, man, we ran. Oh, you and me and Ross were hanging out in the alleyway, and then Ming just started lumbering on over, so we took off very quickly.
Yeah.
She started going, But we talked to another, a fellow homeless friend.
He's a guy that I've talked to before. But
he's
now,
really cool.
Now you got to meet, and now you have confirmation of the stuff that I've been telling you.
Yes, Ryan is not bullshitting you guys. We talked to this guy. He kind of looks like Malcolm in the Middle a little bit. He looks like Frankie Muniz. He looks like Malcolm in the Middle.
If he had like long Jesus hair and a Jesus beard.
He didn't have long Jesus hair, did he?
He had a good size length hair.
Oh, but he had a hood on, so I guess.
Yeah, he had a hood on. It's not long Jesus hair. It's probably like...
just long.
It's just long hair. And then he has a scraggly, short Jesus beard.
He looks like probably what Frankie Muniz looks like right now after his childhood career.
Smoking some weed.
Dude, Frankie Muniz smokes weed. That's for sure, bro. And let me get a high five for that one.
I wish Frankie Muniz was my friend.
Me too. Anyway, yeah, he told me, he confirmed to me, too, that her name is Ming. She is insane. She does drugs and
what specific drug?
I think meth.
Yeah, I think she does meth. Is the drug?
I think so. No official confirmation. This is word of ear from other homeless guy. But
and the cops know her by
name. Yeah. He said all the cops know her by name in Glendale. They're like, oh, we got to go pick up Ming again. So they all know who Ming is. So Ming
maybe
is a
just
little
a few cops, and this guy's just saying everybody knows her.
Yeah, but Ming appears to be a local celebrity around Glendale. Isn't it weird? Like Ming doesn't know. But there are tens of thousands of people out there who know about her now.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands.
Some people get mad when we talk about her.
Do they? I've never seen that.
Yeah. I saw someone get mad because they were like... it's hard for me to conjure up the reason why they were mad because I just can't think of a reason why talking about your experiences with the homeless population in an alleyway is at all... bad or
I need
negative.
You to stop doing that, Ryan, because you know what? I realize that is offensive, and I don't want you to say it.
I just, they're like, every time I hear you talk about her, I get this sick feeling.
Is it because it's like, oh, they're making fun of a homeless woman?
Probably.
I'm making fun of Ming. She's a character that we know, so we want to share our experience with you.
That's it. If I had a friend, you share stories about Christian. These are just interesting fucking people.
And Christian, if you're listening, we're not comparing you to Ming.
We're linking Christian to the homeless population.
No, Christian, we're not.
Lives in our alleyway.
You're not. It's not like an equal comparison. But it's not like we're throwing buckets of water on her and running away and laughing.
It's not like we.
We're observing her and then telling the populace what we're observing.
We boil up some water and drop it down from the roof.
Gotcha.
pranked.
Oh, man. Hey, guys, welcome back to Pranking the Homeless. We wanted to surprise this homeless woman we know, so we went out of our way and we got her a brand new tripod. Just completely pointless objects and make these inspirational videos with inspirational music of just giving people these things and they're just so confused. They're like, thank you, but what the fuck am I going to do with this?
Here,
a brand new lamp.
We're standing next to this homeless person and we're going to give you half of a solo cup.
What? Is it cut horizontal or vertical?
It's cut vertically.
Okay, so that's just very confusing. You can't use that at that point. If it was cut horizontally, maybe you could still use it, you know?
As a little like ashtray.
Yeah, or just a small drinking cup.
Nope.
But if it's cut vertically, you can't use it.
Know what else you can't use it for?
What?
Drinking.
That's what I just said.
You know what else you can't use it for?
What?
Consuming liquid.
Did you know? So apparently on solo cups, it's like, you know how it's got the different little indentations and things? Those are used for measuring alcohol.
Really?
Like the tiny one at the bottom is
I've heard that. I just didn't know if it was a myth or not.
It's for like a shot is the tiny one at the bottom. And then halfway is like the next one is for a glass of wine, like a serving of wine. And then the top is a beer. I don't know.
If that's true, then you're saying that we have the consumption of alcohol ingrained into the utensils we use to drink any form of liquid.
Yes. I love solo cups, though. That's so smart for them to do that. So you don't overdo it. You're like, you know, I want a little bit of liquor. So you pour a little bit and you're like, there, that's the exact amount.
We don't drink alcohol much.
I really don't drink much. I only drink when I'm with friends.
The only time you and I drink is when we go out to eat.
Yeah.
At like a bar, like a sports bar.
Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll get a nice little beer or something. I don't know.
People say, Ryan, you're just not having good beer. There are beers out there that are delicious. And they're talking about not the flavored beers. They're just talking about beer, like good, just craft beer or whatever. I'm like, I know what you're trying to get at, but that flavor doesn't entice me. It's kind of like if I don't enjoy a general burger, I'm not going to enjoy a McDonald's burger, a Wendy's burger, an In-N-Out burger, or any type of burger. I just don't like burgers. I'm saying I don't like that just, I guess,
taste.
It's the grainy, weedy.
I like that. I like beer, actually, because I like the taste of, I like the grain. Like, it's kind of like bread. I like that. Refreshing bread liquid.
I like ciders.
Yeah, ciders are good.
Not too sugary. Sometimes they're too sweet. And they give you a headache.
Yeah, well, the problem is, I feel like half the ciders I've had, well, I didn't think about it until one day someone pointed it out. It's like, this tastes like stomach acid. And then from that point on, it's like, wow, and now I can't get the thought of it. This tastes like stomach acid out of my head.
It was Daniel.
Was it Daniel that pointed that out?
Yeah. He was having, because this is when I was first getting into cider. So, of course, instead of like getting any good cider, I had Reds.
Reds Apple Ale.
Yep. And so, you know how that is.
Yeah.
It's very, very very sugary.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
And he made that fucking discovery.
It ruined it for me, and I'm sorry to all the people who drink ciders out there, and I just ruined that for you by giving you that thought.
I know we've talked about this before. I know we've mentioned all of this before, but we like talking about alcohol.
We can legally drink, so.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, we can drink. We like to drink alcohol. What of it?
Hmm? Yeah. We're over the age of 21.
I'm old enough to drink. Yeah, I love fucking beer.
Yeah, what?
Pabst Blue Ribbon, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Little Natty Light,
nope.
Little Bush.
Ew.
In a can.
No.
All disgusting beers. It's like frat. It's
I wouldn't
frat
know,
boy
they
beer.
All taste the same to me. They all taste like bad.
That's what frat guys drink
they
to
taste
get drunk.
Like bad contaminated water.
Yeah, I could see that. It's like a bad soda.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Like a soda that just, if you were to think of how a liquid could mold in its own type of way, that's what it would be.
I mean, that's kind of what, isn't beer fermented? It's like the wheat hop stuff, whatever, that has fermented.
Never mind. So that's why it probably doesn't taste good to me.
I mean, the alcohol comes because the stuff ferments, so it becomes alcohol. That's why like wine is grapes that have gone bad. They ferment, and then it breaks down, it turns into alcohol.
You gotta dip that bread in that wine, though.
Gotta dip that bread in that wine.
You gotta fucking dip it.
Yes!
Get excited for dipping some nice old bread.
I always
nice
got excited for
wine.
Communion. I in the last sentence I interrupted you astronomically, and I didn't mean to, but once I started, I was like, fuck, I might as well just finish.
Was that a long time ago and I forgot that you
interrupted
me? That
was like 5 seconds ago.
Oh.
I spoke over you completely and I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'd like for you to please forgive me.
I didn't notice it.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, but at church I always got so excited for communion. I was like, oh, it's time, it's time.
I got upset whenever I saw the little white styrofoam chips.
I love those. That's what we had in my
church.
You
gotta have the bread. The bread soaks it up and it tastes good.
They're not actually styrofoam. It's a type of bread.
I know it's not actually styrofoam. I didn't expect that they were handing out styrofoam.
Yeah, but what does a whole loaf of that bread look like? Or taste like?
Probably like a roll of pennies.
A big block of styrofoam.
Yeah, essentially.
It'd be like dipping styrofoam in wine and taking a big bite out of it. Ugh.
Ooh. I mean, ugh.
Yeah, that's gross.
I finished all my cheese. I need to get more cheese from the grocery store. We're talking about wine. Wine is connected to cheese.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't make that connection for some reason.
God, Matt.
We went grocery shopping. We bought a whole bunch of groceries. That's what our podcast is now. It's just like 37 episodes. Like, hey, we went grocery shopping. We bought a lot of groceries.
Fuck it. It's having conversation.
Yeah, and you're listening and loving every moment of it.
You're doing it.
Wow, I wonder what kind of groceries they bought this week.
Ryan's out of cheese. Oh. He has to go buy more cheese.
Oh, and now here they're going to... Oh, they did shitty impressions. That's funny. We'll have more guests on soon. We have a little lineup of guests in the pipeline.
This made-up lineup.
Yeah. No, but we really do have some guests coming in. I think next week we're going to shoot for a guest, so get excited for that. I'm not going to tell you who, though. But, yeah, I mean, are you have anything else to say, Ryan, or you think we're about out of here? But, yeah, podcast is on iTunes on Saturdays if you don't want to listen to it on YouTube on Thursdays. And we got a new episode coming out every single week, every Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern time. So stay tuned. So we'll see you guys next week with another episode of our lovely podcast talking about more awesome grocery shopping and virtual pets and shit. Ryan, would you lead us out, please?
Okay. 1, 2, 3, and a 4, 5, 6, a 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. How long are you gonna have me go on? I'm done.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.